Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear.
It's great to be home.
In that case, what kept you so long?
Yes, it's 5:30. Where have you been?
Oh, just out cahooting around with Bobo Whitaker.
Cahooting? What kind of talk is that?
Bobo Whitaker.
Oh.
Jeff, are you sure you have enough in common with Bobo to spend practically all of your spare time with him?
Well, sure. We've got a lot of stuff in common. Oh, by the way, Dad, I ran across a wonderful bargain today. I'm sure you'd be interested.
I should know better than to ask, but what sort of bargain?
Well, remember that Superflex camera I wanted so much? It's on sale at Frazier's for a mere $6.35.
Jeff, there is nothing mere about $6.35.
Well, that's what I mean. In case you were planning on buying it for me as a surprise, you can save a whole $3, the chance of a lifetime.
And if I wasn't planning to buy it for you, then what?
Then you save $6.35, I guess.
That's right.
I think it's a shame. Jeff is the kindest, most considerate brother a girl ever had, and I think he deserves a camera.
Boy, anytime Mary's on my side, I'm in bad trouble.
Jeff, you don't know how it hurts to be misunderstood. All I was going to do was offer to pay your way to the movies tonight.
In return for how many years of my life?
In return, just for taking a certain very nice girl your own age to the movies with you. And I'll pay her way, too.
There it is, Dad. The stab in the back. What's in it for you if I did?
Jeff, there's nothing in it for me. She's a new girl in the neighborhood, Angie Quinn. And she hasn't made any new friends, and, well, I just feel very sorry for her.
Then you take her to the movies.
Her father wants her to meet some kids her own age. So I told her brother Bill to drive her over here tonight.
Aha! Angie's got a brother, and he's driving her over. You know, Mary'd go out with the abominable snowman if he had a car. And she'd sell me into slavery to land the date.
Well, now, Jeff, I don't think taking a girl to the movies is exactly like being sold into slavery.
Mom, are you trying to talk me into a date I never made?
Oh, Jeff, you know I'd never interfere in your personal affairs. Even if you did hurt Angie's feelings. Jeff, how do you think she's going to feel when I tell her you turned her down, sight unseen? Do you want to break the poor girl's heart?
Now, wait a minute. I've never so much as seen this girl, and now I've busted her heart.
In addition to which, Angie hasn't got a mother. Jeff, how could you be so cruel?
Oh, now I'm cruel.
Mary, Jeff is not cruel.
I'll say.
Mother, do you want to know the real reason Jeff won't take Angie to the movies with him? He's afraid Bobo will make fun of him.
Oh, I don't believe that. I mean, if Jeff really wanted to take Angie to the movies, 1,000 Bobos wouldn't stop him. Isn't that right, dear?
Dad, are you just going to stand there and let them brainwash your only son?
Well, Jeff, I think that...
Dear, I don't think we should interfere.
Okay, you win. When a kid's own father lets him down, what's the use of struggling?
Well, I've got to go phone Bill.
You know, that poor kid didn't stand a chance.
Well, how can you say that? All we did was appeal to his sense of chivalry.
What's that noise?
There's Bill Quinn.
Does he usually fire off a cannon to announce his arrival?
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Mary. Hi.
Good evening.
Hello.
Come on, Angie.
Maybe I'd better wait out here.
Oh, please come in, Angie. I want you to meet my mother and father.
Come on, Angie.
Mother and Daddy, this is Bill and Angie Quinn.
Hi. Hello, Bill. Angie.
Hello, Angie.
Hi.
Where's Jeff?
Hiding, I bet.
No, he's upstairs changing. He'll be right down.
He got a look at me. He probably went out the window. Kid back in Millville busted his leg that way.
Oh, I know you're kidding.
Oh, no, she isn't. The kid really did break his leg.
But you were upstairs in your room. How did you get outside?
You see? Jumped out the window.
I didn't jump. I was just leaning out to see what caused the explosion. I kind of lost my balance and slid down the roof.
Jeff, this is Bill and Angie Quinn.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, Angie.
Hiya, Jeff.
Hi. Well, everybody's ready. Let's go. I'll give you a lift as far as the theater in my car.
No, thanks. It's not very far. Let's walk, okay?
Yeah. That way we can get there after everybody else has gone in.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Good night, Jeff.
Bye, honey.
Night, Angie.
Kind of peculiar kid, isn't she?
Peculiar? Well, I think she's refreshing.
I don't know. My dad and I get awfully discouraged about her. Well, good night, Mrs. Stone. Doctor.
Good night.
Nice to meet you, Bill.
Good night,
sweetheart.
See you later, kids.
Good night.
So long.
Bye.
I wish Jeff wouldn't just stand there.
He's probably trying to talk himself out of the date.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Kind of nice night, huh?
Don't try to make conversation. Just maintain a glum silence. I'm used to it.
What are you talking about?
What did your sister pay you to take me out?
Pay me? I don't know what you mean.
You don't have to sit with me during the show. You can sit with your friends until after. I won't care. I don't like boys any more than they like me.
Will you quit running yourself down? I don't see anything wrong with you.
I've learned from bitter experience that boys... Would you say that again?
I mean, why should anybody have to pay me to take you out? I think you're okay. Fact is, I kind of like you.
You do? Hey, no kidding!
Yeah, no kidding.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
That's chivalry?
Oh, it's you.
You sound disappointed. The kid's home yet?
Mary is. She's already asleep, but Jeff isn't here yet.
No. What about Angie?
I called her home, and she hasn't shown up either.
Well, that's what you get for interfering in Jeff's personal life. They've probably eloped. Suppose he's ditched the girl?
He wouldn't do a thing like that.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hello, Jeff. Hey, where'd you leave Angie?
At her place. Where else?
Well, what kept you so late? The movie's been over for an hour.
We didn't go to the movies. We went to the ball game instead. It lasted for 14 innings. This is the ball that won the game. A home run right into the bleachers.
Oh, and you caught it?
No, Angie did.
What do you think of Angie?
She's all right, I guess.
You guess? So you didn't by any chance get hit in the eye with a baseball, did you?
This? No, it wasn't a baseball. It was Bobo Whitaker's fist.
You got in a fight with Bobo?
Yeah, he sat behind us at the game and made some cracks about Angie and me. You ought to see his eye. Oh, Mom, would you wake me up early in the morning? Angie kind of expects me to walk to school with her.
Yes, dear.
Thank you.
All
right.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Jeff. No. Probably just want someone to carry his books.
Is that why you used to carry my books?
You'll never know.
But let's have some steam. Come on, boy. Burn it in here. Right in there. Nice pitch, Tiger. What do you mean, ball three? When you pass.
Okay. But don't run so fast. Run out. Nice catch.
That makes the 10th date you've had with Angie in 10 days. You see more of her than I do of your mother.
I'll say.
What do you do that chews up so much of your time?
The kids tell me in school he stares at Angie as if she were a gold-plated angel.
That's not so. I've never seen a gold-plated angel.
Well, you haven't finished your dinner.
Well, Angie and I had some hamburgers. You know, she gets hungry 6 times an hour and she eats like a wolf.
Wolf?
Wolf. Oh, that reminds me, Dad. I'm taking her to the ball game tonight and that open air brings out the wolf in her. I hate to ask you again, Dad, but I'm broke again.
Have you already promised Angie that you'd take her to the ball game?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, sir, I did.
All right, now, before you have another date, I think we'd better have a little talk.
Okay, Dad. Thanks. See you later.
And before Jeff and I have our little talk, I think you and I better have a preliminary conversation about the high cost of chivalry.
Hi, honey. Something wrong, honey?
Angie's father just called. He wants to come over and talk to us.
What about?
I don't know. He didn't say. He just wants to talk to us.
That's all he said? What, tone of voice did you say it?
Like a father.
I don't know why he should want to talk to us. Well, you had him on the phone, didn't you?
Alex.
Sure got over here in a hurry.
What do you think he wants to talk to us about?
Well, you talk to him.
Dr. Stone?
Oh, yes.
I'm Daniel Quinn.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Quinn?
Thank you.
My wife.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Stone.
Won't you come in and sit down?
Angie's a very nice girl. We've become very fond of her.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, Dr. Stone, Mrs. Stone, I've come over here to talk to you about my daughter Angie and your son Jeff. Now, when they started going together, I thought very little of it. In fact, I was very pleased that Angie had found a new friend. But, you know, they're just a couple of kids, second year high school. In fact, Angie's never gone out with a boy before. But this is really...
Yes?
Do you know what they do in their spare time? They play football. Now, playing football isn't exactly the kind of a social life that I had planned for my daughter. She was tomboy enough before she met Jeff. Now, I realize this is a sort of a difficult thing for me to say, but could you possibly arrange it for Jeff not to see quite so much of Angie for a while?
You don't want Jeff to see Angie?
Well, not exclusively, Mrs. Stone. Well, I mean, Jeff is a very, you know, very nice boy, but he's monopolizing all her time. Now, when we moved here, I naturally hoped that she'd make lots of new friends, especially girls her own age. She was enough of a tomboy before she met Jeff. You know, her mother was feminine and gentle. And her daughter, Huckleberry Finn.
Well, Mr. Quinn, you know, the parent is not always reflected in the child.
Maybe it's those blue jeans and the sweatshirt.
Well, she just won't wear dresses.
Do you mind my asking, Mr. Quinn, who chooses her clothes?
Well, I do.
Well, have you ever considered the possibility of allowing Angie to choose her own clothes?
Do you think she's old enough?
Yes, with some help.
Oh, her mother could have done it so well. Mrs. Stone, would you consider helping her?
Well, yes, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, I'd be so grateful if you would. That is, if you can talk Angie into it.
Well, I'd like to try.
You don't know Angie, Mrs. Stone.
You don't know my wife, Mr. Quinn.
Mrs. Stone, how can I jump around in a dress?
Angie, maybe you won't want to jump around so much.
You mean I'll have to stand still all the time?
Angie, there are other ways of moving. You know, I think that a girl dancing in a pretty dress can be very attractive. Isn't Lorraine Fesser giving a party Saturday night?
Yeah.
I thought I heard Jeff say he was going.
He didn't say anything about it to me.
He will, Angie.
He will.
You know, Mrs. Stone, I'm beginning to get the picture.
Me? Looking like a girl. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, dear.
Well, do I pass inspection?
Not quite.
You know, Mom, I still can't understand how I got talked into Lorraine Fessler's clam bake. I hate dress-up parties.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time.
Oh, Mom, do I have to?
Yes, you have to.
Well, I don't see why. I'm going with Angie, and I'll bet she won't be wearing a necktie.
You'll be surprised at what Angie's wearing.
I'll get it, buddy. Oh. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, here she is. I didn't know her at first, but here she is.
Oh, Angie, you look adorable.
You certainly do, Angie.
Doesn't she, though? I can't believe it's Angie.
You really do look lovely, Angie.
I'm not sure how I look, but I feel wonderful.
I heard the front door, but it was... Angie!
My new dress. You like it?
Wow! I mean, golly! Let's just let it go at wow.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, shall we go?
Huh? Okay. Night, Mom. Night, Dad.
Good night, Jeff. Good night.
Good night.
Night, Bill.
She did look wonderful, didn't she?
No, it's a cinch Jeff thought so. Well, we can just forget his homework from here on in. The kid will grow up in total ignorance.
Why do you say that?
Well, if he devoted practically all of his time to Angie before, think what'll happen now. See that goofy look in his eyes?
Well, if I remember correctly, you had that same goofy look in your eye at one time. You didn't neglect your homework. You managed to get through medical school, didn't you?
Barely. I won't be gone long, dear. Just a house call.
See you later.
Yeah. Jeff. Why, you're home early.
Yep.
Back so soon?
Well, how was the party?
Swell.
Well, what did you do?
First, Angie wanted to dance. She never wanted to dance before, but tonight she wanted to dance. So we danced.
But you don't know how to dance.
Angie noticed that right off. So she traded me in for somebody who could dance. Bobo Whitaker.
Well, what did you do?
We sat in a corner and watched Angie dance with Bobo. And then I watched her dance with Sammy Larson. And then I watched her dance with Benny Wilson and three other guys I've never seen before.
Did you do anything else?
Sure. They played games. And I sat in a corner and watched Angie playing with Bobo, Sammy, Benny, and a lot of other guys I've never seen before. You know, Mom, I used to think Angie was my pal. I even thought she kind of liked me. But tonight she didn't even notice it when I left the party. She was eating cake and ice cream with Bobo.
You left without her?
Sure. What'd she need me for? I got two left hands and my feet are on backwards. Why'd you have to do it, Mom?
What can you say to a kid to cure him of his first broken heart?
Jeff, would you like to come down for some milk and cake?
No, thanks.
Jeff, I'm sure that Angie didn't deliberately hurt your feelings.
First you worried about me hurting Angie's feelings. Now you're worried about Angie hurting my feelings. It seems that in your opinion, all people do is go around hurting other people's feelings.
Well, sometimes people do hurt other people's feelings without meaning to. I'm sure Angie's still your friend.
Sure she is.
That's why she spent all her time dancing with Bobo and all those other clowns.
Well, Jeff, you know, this is the first time that the boys have paid any attention to Angie. I mean, can you blame her if it went to her head just a little?
It went mostly to her feet.
Well, now, Angie is a very nice girl, and she's very pretty. And now that all the boys have met her, I'm sure that she will make other friends. She's bound to. It doesn't mean that you...
Mom, I know what you're trying to do. You can quit worrying about me. I'm all right.
You sure you wouldn't like some milk and cake?
All I want out of life is to be left alone.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Angie, is Jeff home?
Well, yes, he is. In his room.
Is he awfully mad at me?
Should he be?
I wouldn't blame him if he never spoke to me again. I wasn't very nice to him, Mrs. Stone. You see, I made a lot of new friends, and I was having a lot of fun. Then I noticed that Jeff was gone, and all of a sudden the party wasn't any fun anymore.
Oh, it's you.
You bet your boots it's me. What's the idea of leaving me all alone tonight with Bobo and those other clowns tromping on my insteps? Over the first real date I've ever had with the first boy I've ever liked, and he runs out on me.
But you...
Well, don't just stand there, Jeff Stone. The least you can do is take me home.
Well, I'm kind of busy. But I am kind of hungry, too. So tell you what, if you'll split a couple of hamburgers with me, I might take you home.
It's a deal.
Okay, let's go. Hey, put your shoes on.
Well, honey.
Hi, dear.
Nice of you to wait up for me. Here.
What's this?
The camera that Jeff wanted. I ran into Steve Frazier at the drugstore and had him open his shop for me.
Oh, Alex, how sweet of you, but why?
Well, after all, Jeff had a pretty rough time of it tonight, and... Well, besides, Frazier gave me a pretty good deal.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello, son. Here? Been out for a walk?
Yeah.
Know how it is. Couldn't sleep, hmm?
Not in the circumstances. Hey, what's that?
A present from your father.
Really? Oh. The Superflex. Oh, gee, thanks, Dad. But why'd you do it?
I'll save $3.
Oh, well, thanks a million. Oh, good night, Mom.
Good night.
Night, Dad.
Good night.
Oh, wait till I tell Angie.
Well, did make him happy, didn't it? Now, let that be a lesson to you, darling. Never interfere. What did he mean, wait till he tells Angie? I thought he and Angie were kaput.
Well, dear, sometimes when you interfere in people's personal affairs, nature just gets in and helps you. Jeff just escorted Angie home. They had hamburgers on the way.
You mean to tell me I spent $6.35 on that kid and he hasn't even got a broken heart? I've been swindled.
Alex, dear, when you and I first went together, if we had broken up, would a camera have compensated for your losing me?
I should say not.
You sweet.
A motorcycle, maybe, but a camera, never.
Thank you. This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.